Daryl photo. Smile. I left my smile clinging to the coattails of my fondest memories. Locked those memories in a mahogany box and cast them into a burning building. Used the ashes to forge the keys to my inspiration just so I could write a poem to help me forget the last 5 months, but I couldn't. So instead, I buried those months at the bottom of an empty bottle. Traded sadness for a destructive flavor of joy, but couldn't stand the bitter taste of liquid euphoria binding to my tongue, the slow burn as it crawled down my throat, its nasty habit of numbing the good as well as the bad. So I had to let it go. Poured that last shot of whiskey-flavored happiness into the pages of a book that my family had been trying to put down for years. Then I fashioned the worst 4 years of my life into a blade. Tried to hack the chains that were holding me back, but realized that there isn't a sword sharp enough to cut through depression. So I traded my sword for a pen in hopes of finding courage in a metaphor, but left that metaphor in between the lines of a love poem that I never got the chance to write for you. Because I left you. I left you in the carnage of a pointless war. Then engraved that war into the cyclopedia of my scars, just so I never had to think too hard to recall the past. I left the past in the pocket of my future, auctioned them both off to my unrealized dreams, then placed those dreams in the loving hands of my childhood. Because that's the last place I ever believed that dreams could become reality. And ever since then, I've been letting go of reality, one puff of smoke at a time. Always getting too high to remember to get it back. You see, there are too many things I've forgotten to get back. Too many things that I need to get back, like the truth. The one that I never spoke because I placed this voice in the blood-drenched embrace of silence. Traded honesty for a silver tongue. Crushed virtue into stardust. Then scattered it amongst the constellations of your broken heart. Just so you could find the good sense to leave me, but you stayed. Despite my shortcomings, you still managed to find enough love to stitch together a broken promise. Enough magic to pull redemption out of a top hat. Enough patience to guide me to the realization that it doesn't matter if you woke up with hellfire in your bones or arsenic on your tongue. You woke up alive. There is air in your lungs, blood pulsing through your veins. And that's already three different reasons for you to reclaim your smile. You taught me that love wasn't a sweater that we outgrew. We just had this bad habit of forgetting it when the walls of our hearts were freezing over and we needed it the most. And I'm sorry, I tend to forget the things that I need the most, but don't worry. I'm getting better at this. I'm learning how to mold the music in silence and the sunshine in a rainy day into the pastels of my mistakes, just so I can paint a portrait of the blessings that I found in failure. I'm learning that life is a lesson in making sure your I love yous outnumber your I'm sorries. And poetry is this 3-minute course in the art of healing, so you can call this poet a physician, because I've been filling prescriptions to mend the body, mind, and soul of every father, mother, brother, and sister who comes in contact with the lexicon of this poetic medication. Or call me an alchemist and watch how I turn lead to gold on this page, then a paper into a voice, then a voice into the lyrics of your salvation. So yes, I'm a pastor, because I'll fill you with the gospel that ain't never seen the four walls of any church, but has never needed religion for it to be considered the word. Or I'll settle for being called a sinner, because I still haven't forgiven God for taking you away from me. I still find myself screaming at the sky, getting in fist fights with burning bushes, but I'm learning how to let this go, because you taught me that forgiveness meant finding divinity in a shitty situation, and you could see the divine in this sinner, then who am I to see the sinner in the divine? I've learned all this, but there are still days when that wool gets pulled over my eyes and I can't seem to find the courage. I left in a time capsule metaphor buried in the backyard of a love poem that I never got the chance to write for you. And on those days, when being alive is more burden than blessing, I take out a mahogany box filled to the brim with all of my fondest memories. Unlock it to find you in every single one of them. Arms wide open, ready to teach me how to reclaim my smile. Thank you.